Hi everyone. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back
Yeah,
to Just
crazy. We're home. We're both
Oh
home.
my
Let's should we
God.
set the stage? I feel like.
I'm like going insane.
Yeah, I feel like we say that often
I'm sorry. Sorry
though.
for being honest.
Yeah, sorry for being nuts.
Okay, we're back home. I landed in New York like 30 hours ago.
Damn.
Maybe. You have been in whirlwind. You've been home for like a week longer than I have.
Or like a few days longer than you have, yeah. But like I just have been like I'm still on Copenhagen time. I have a sore voice somehow. I'm just like tired. But we're trooping. We're trooping for the episode. We're also recording like less than 24 hours before this is gonna be released. So because
It's
our
all
lives have
gonna go
been
really well.
yeah, this is we're setting ourselves up for a great episode.
Jude's sick.
Yeah, what my low is that I'm sick, guys.
Okay, we're not gonna do high low buffalo.
No, we're just gonna like chat.
Yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this at all. I'm literally scratching my head.
I'll start. I have a
Okay.
question for you.
Okay.
Like, I just want to hear a little bit about like the feeling, because I mean, I haven't even really processed it for myself of like when you landed in New York. Like, any like, were you kind of like, you probably were dazed and confused, but also were you like, what was your immediate feeling? What was your immediate thoughts?
Landing was honestly bleak emotionally. Do you just like did a spit take? I've actually like so far like physically landing and the ride back home from JFK was the worst part of like packing up and leaving and coming home and being home. Like that
Okay.
moment was absolutely the worst. I'm trying to think of like feelings instead of just saying it was bad. I think I was just like, well, yeah, okay. Setting the scene a little bit, my family came to Amsterdam the last like 4 or 5 days that I was there, which was really, really fun. And I'm like so glad logistically that they came because I actually
Yep.
don't know how I would have been able to get my stuff home, etc.
Go back to when I had to literally carry all of your luggage down the
Sorry.
flights of stairs before I left.
Sorry. I'm a small girl. What can I say? I think though that I didn't realize until we landed that I didn't really process the end of abroad, if that
Yeah.
makes sense, because it was like I was reintegrating in Amsterdam. So then coming home, it like all signs hit me at once of like realizing that I was like not living there anymore, that I would be like going back to school, that I would not be traveling independently, which I have been for 4 months, and like traveling with families, it's a whole other bucket. I'm like, I hope they're listening to this and laughing. And yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I think driving home, I was like realizing that this is what's normal and that abroad
Ooh.
was what was like the blip.
Yeah, but it felt so normal when we were
Yeah.
in it.
But I felt
Yeah.
so adjusted there, obviously. But I was like back, like driving through like Queens and I was like, oh my God.
When you were saying like all of those like realizations at once, did
Yeah.
it feel overwhelming? Like, were you able to like cope with it all? Or was it all like, okay, this is just reality?
It felt like good question. I think I felt more overwhelmed that I wasn't able to like differentiate them, like work through the different things at
Yeah.
different times was like probably more negative than actually like the feelings involved, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm like, how was your return? Because you did it independently.
I mean, yeah, I can't really imagine coming back with my family. Like, that's kind of crazy. I
Oh.
also can't really imagine spending the last few days of my experience abroad with my family. Like,
Well, it
that
was,
is like a
yeah.
wild, like, it's fun because you got to show Amsterdam off again and your like loved ones are actually there with you. But I feel like it'd probably be overwhelming to like not like, I feel like you were doing Amsterdam so much the way you do it.
Yeah.
And so for the last few days, your family kind of like coming and just more people, more needing
Yeah.
that, like, just I feel like would shift the experience.
Totally. I mean, it was very split, honestly. Like, I think like half and half. It was like with my friends, with them.
That's nice. You got
Yeah.
a long time.
Which was good, but it was like definitely an
Did you bring
added
them?
factor. Did I bring
Did you
them
bring
what?
to the box, which is like this
Yeah.
delicious brunch
Box
place, right?
social.
Oh, box, not the box.
I think the box is a club in New York too. Yes.
Lula goes clubbing with her family.
No. That
No.
box social is last brunch.
It's
It was fabulous.
delicious brunch. Yeah, I when we started recording this episode, Lula said something about how like it doesn't feel like there's that much to talk about. And I think that's the weirdest part for me is like I feel that as well. Like I usually take travel as a real time to like reflect. And I always plan on reflecting. So like on the train ride from like New Haven to New York when I'm like leaving for the semester, I usually am like journaling about the
Same.
experience. Like usually I'm like either crying or like jumping up and down. Like when I like go went on my road trip home from Arizona, like I did like a whole like mini podcast for myself, just thinking, reflecting on like how I've grown up in those 3 months. Like I love taking like true intentional time periods during that transition to reflect. And I didn't at all. Like I didn't have a single moment of real reflection during my transportation. And I was like in travel for more than 24 hours. So I
Right.
don't know how that didn't happen. And I caught myself. Like I was seeing my mind just went blank. That was crazy.
That
I was
like
just
case in point, literally.
yeah, like I can't like I just like glitch whenever I think about it. And I don't know if it's like a defense mechanism because I don't want to think about the past and how happy I was. And I don't want to think about the future and how angsty I am. But like, even when people ask me, like, how was Copenhagen? I'm like, oh, it was really good. Like, it was really what I needed. But like, that does not do the experience justice.
No.
And yeah, I don't know if that's like I've been in this weird thing where like I mean, I think we talk a lot about this. Like we tend to overanalyze everything, hence the podcast.
Yeah.
And is
Yes.
it okay not to overanalyze something? Like, is it okay that I'm just like, this is Copenhagen? And that was an incredible moment of my life. And I don't need to reflect on it or realize how much like and I honestly I have reflected on it in some regards throughout the entire semester, but like I'm really struggling to like look back. I don't know.
I think it's so interesting. The same thing happened to me. I packed like multiple journals in my carry-on and I did not open them on the plane or ever. Which I think we've talked about on the pod before. Like I've not been able to journal at all abroad, which is not something that's happened to me in like the past 7 years of my life.
Yep.
So no idea what that's anyway. But I think what you just said about like overanalyzing, I think there's an important like difference between overanalyzing and or just analyzing in general and reflecting. 'Cause I'm like, obviously you and I are reflecting
Yeah.
at all times, I think, even like subconsciously. But yeah, I definitely cannot like put words to anything. I think it's actually a good thing to not be able to analyze some things and maybe this. I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on with the whole lack of words about it. Okay, yeah.
This is not exactly like I agree with everything you said. I think there is a difference between reflection and analyzing. I also will say this is a separate note, but I had an insight where I was just like, I don't remember. This was actually my last day in Copenhagen because I was stressed about
Yep.
not reflecting.
Yeah.
And okay, yeah. There are books that are just better if you analyze them. I would say The Odyssey is a better book when you analyze it.
Okay,
How
sure.
I Lay Dying is a better book when you analyze it. And it's a great, those are great books. But also, Harry Potter is a great book. And I don't think you need to analyze it to enjoy it and think it's a great book. And so I don't know. I just have been in this phase where, like, I mean, we are like, it is in our bones to analyze. But I think that, like, I'm trying to come to this transition period with a little bit more compassion for myself that I'm not doing it instead. Because I think typically, and I even feel it right now, like I want to kind of beat myself up and like force myself to analyze and reflect, even though it doesn't feel right.
It's so, I mean, I honestly think I'm like, that's part of why I feel glad that my family saw it because I like don't have to try and explain it to them.
That is
And
really nice.
I actually think like what you're, first of all, I think the book analogy is very helpful. I agree with that. Also, I think what you're saying is making me realize a lot of like, I think why I'm anxious to like see people. Slash talk to people. Like, why am I anxious to talk? Not actually, but I'm like, I've just realized I've been so, and I've been talking about this all semester that I've been not being in contact with people. Like, I have been probably avoiding like almost everyone that I care deeply about. And like, it's not felt like that at all. Like, we still text. I'm not like dropped off the face of the earth ignoring people. But a phone call has felt like so daunting with like every single person I know. Like it literally is regardless of the person. And I think a lot of that is about like trying to summarize. Like, I don't think that either of us will have a conversation with anyone that doesn't include being asked how was abroad.
100%. And I think that that goes back to what we've said this now multiple times on the podcast about like, I mean, I think it usually comes up in reference to the silent retreats. Samuel did and I did, but like that I don't want to skew my own memory of it by telling a narrative that is consumable for my friends. Because I don't think there is a narrative that is consumable for my friends. Like I like it was such like it was a semester of growing and learning and being that I've never had before. And like, I can't distill that into, oh yeah, like it was really, really fun, like XYZ.
And honestly, when can you ever distill that? Like, when I'm like thinking about asking my friends from school, like, how was your semester? What? They're gonna be like, what? You know what I
They
mean?
don't. I'll be like, listen to the pod. Like, I think the pod kind of does it because it
And it's,
sees the highs and lows pretty well. Like, I think I've, like, it would be interesting to see how much. Okay, well, actually, this transitions me. I was gonna say it's interesting to see how much we would be changing from like right now to like, okay, well, I'm now scared to bring this up because
I'm like,
this
what's going
section of the
on?
podcast will either be like really good content or a flop or like a real failure on my end. So we're gonna see because basically, I don't remember anything I wrote. But on the first day of being in Copenhagen, my program made us all write letters to our future selves.
Oh my God.
And like, you know, like people do that. I did this in high school too. Did you ever do this in high
I had
school?
to do this with my Roco group at Yale.
Maybe I did that for Froco
And
too.
I don't think I ever got my fucking letter back.
No, I think they give it to you in senior year.
Are you serious? I
I
don't
think
want
so.
it.
I kind of want it. I love those things. I think it's so interesting. Okay, but I'm scared. But I'm gonna read it, and I
Okay.
may cut this because I don't know what I don't know what I wrote.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm
It's
scared
kind of a
for
short
you.
piece of paper. Oh, it's like bullet points. Whoa, this is so weird. Okay, I'm just gonna read some crazy stuff. So the letter is separated into hopes with bullet points and then worries with bullet points, and I'll start with hopes. Whoa, okay.
I'm so scared.
Starts off strong. I will keep working on Subletter, which was my startup that I am no longer working on,
But you were working on it the whole time.
and not let these competitors win because I was super stressed about competitors back then.
Interesting.
I'll listen to myself and desire. I won't go out when I don't want to. I'll cook when I want to, etc.
That was good. Check.
That's good. That one,
Check
I think that
plus.
was the number one. Yeah. Bike a lot. Check.
Check.
Find a girl who's cute and likes me for me. I wish club hookups were my thing, but they aren't. So don't do them anymore. Check and check.
Okay, great.
Worry. getting distracted slash complacent. I already feel it. It's okay as long as I can tap back into it after the semester.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but
Oh,
that seems like I need some help.
sorry.
Lose
Okay.
connection with home people. That's interesting.
That is interesting. I
Do you
mean,
feel like you lost connection with home people or Yale people at all?
let's bookmark that one.
Okay, because I don't. Okay,
Yeah.
let's bookmark that because I don't feel like I have, but I haven't been talking to a lot of them.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
I'm like us being like, we'll never talk to you again, but we still are equally connected is kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Let's come back to that.
Okay, bookmarked.
It's pretty close. And then how we're gonna do the podcast, dot dot dot.
We
Because we haven't
slayed.
recorded an episode, but we crushed that shit. And then I just put two questions or just one question at the very back. Why am I resistant to getting close to my suite mates? Which I figured that shit out easy.
Oh.
I just like I don't want to come home and feel like I
Enough
I don't
said.
want to
Easy.
easy. I don't want to come home and feel like I have to like be meet anyone like take care of anyone else's needs. Like when I just want to like be with myself, I want to like put my AirPods in and not talk to anyone. Or like when I want to cook my food, I want to cook my food and not feel pressured to hang out with anyone. And like I want that place to be a place where I can like easily decompress. And when I have people that I like, I'm like feeling like I need to like manage and like, how was your day and stuff? Like, I just don't want it. I didn't want to do that for the semester. I wanted to like follow my own desire and listen to myself. So, yeah.
Okay, how are
Okay,
you
well, let's go.
feeling?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. I like this is the most insane thing. I kind of just like, I don't like, I couldn't really tell you any of the things I just read off.
Oh, okay, I can tell you.
like, I just don't think I want to. It's pretty wild. Also, it's interesting because I'm saying that I don't want to force myself to reflect, but ironically, by doing this podcast, I am forcing myself
Yeah,
to
you're like,
reflect,
let me pull
which is
out my
interesting.
letter. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
But it's again like reflecting is so like crucially different than analyzing.
But is it okay not to reflect on things?
But you are reflecting on things.
I'm reflecting on not wanting to reflect.
But you don't think like can reflecting be subconscious? I guess there's another question for us. Because to me, I'm like subconsciously, I'm always thinking about Amster. You know, I'm like, it's super in the back of my head. I'm like, when I do things at home, I'm thinking about how different I was doing things there. Like anything. When I'm like
So you're
cooking
comparing it.
breakfast this morning, I'm comparing it. And then I get into it like, wow, that was my life. And then I think about it a little bit. And then I'm like, okay.
Does thinking about it bring you joy? Or does it bring you any feeling? What does it bring you?
It's just kind of like disbelief at the moment. Like, I'm just kind of like,
Yeah.
wow, can't believe that happened. Wish it was real.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I think. I don't know. I also, yeah, I'm like admittedly super caught up in what going back to school is going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, overwhelmingly so. Like, I
No,
feel like I
it's
landed and
crazy.
was like, well, gotta go back to Yale tomorrow. And I have like 3 weeks, but I'm like, that's where my brain is.
That is very much my brain too. I'm
Yeah.
actually really disappointed that this break, which is like right before we go back to school, feels like it's being dominated by my angst about going back. Like I
Yeah.
catch myself literally, it's like just the beginning of the break, counting the days before I have to go back and just being like, oh my God, like I don't have enough time. And it's like can I just enjoy the time I have? And I was so good at doing that in Copenhagen. Like I was so living in the moment. I wasn't thinking about how much time had passed or how much time left. I was just so excited to live each day. And I feel that very big shift of just like, oh my God, like time is so finite. Like I need to like precious, precious, precious time without like being away from you.
I think that's manifested the most for me in like trying to figure out my room. And like here, like a sense of like whatever. It's first of all very weird coming back to like childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
Like,
That's crazy. Wait,
it's really weird.
is this the first time it's felt like your childhood bedroom?
Yes, in a
Yeah, me too.
huge way.
Me too.
Hugely. And I
It's so
think,
sad.
yeah, it's horrifying. Like, it's really jarring. And a big part of it, going off of what you just said, is that like every time I unpack, what literally I'm like, my first day here was yesterday. Like, it's not like I've even been here for that long. But I'm like, I go to unpack my things and I get so stressed about the amount of shit that is still in boxes from my dorm last year. And like sorting through that and being like, now I'm moving into an apartment and like, I don't know what I'm keeping. And ev it's so weird because I know that I keep things. Like, I know that I'm a sentimental, like, I'm gonna hold on to stuff sort of person. But this is the first time that I'm like unpacking stuff and I'm like putting things in a drawer that's already full. And I'm like, I've been living without that for like 9 months. So
Yep.
why is it, what is going on? And I also like donated so much stuff before going abroad. Like, I remember I donated like 4 huge bags of like clothes and just shit that I don't use. And I'm like looking, literally looking around my room, like, what is this room filled with? It's so overwhelming.
Okay, so I am having the exact same experience. I just took
Okay.
a ton of stuff to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And I'm really tempted to go through a lot. Like, I'm a big collector. I have a lot of different, like, ice cream collection, magic collection, and it's just a lot of stuff. And
Yeah.
I just, I'm like, I don't need this anymore. And I'm like very
Yeah.
tempted to go and give a lot of it away, like the stuff that doesn't bring me joy. And just right now, when you were saying it, I kind of thought, like, I think you and I found so much happiness abroad.
Yeah.
And like that life I would live, and I didn't need any of the stuff
I had
that is
no,
here.
you and I were living in like relatively pretty tiny rooms with like none of,
Especially you. You had
yeah.
like a tiny, like, tiny. Well, yeah, you had a
Well, I
small.
had a
You
bigger bedroom
didn't have
than
a
you, but I
kitchen.
didn't have an apartment.
Yeah.
So it was like just very different. And there were like obviously limited amounts of things we could bring and limited amounts of like suitcases to fill. Like, it was so different. I don't know. I have
Yeah.
no idea.
I also will say, like, every time I've come home in the past, it's st I've been like kind of felt like I've been stuck at 18 when I'm home. Like, I feel like I'm a senior in high school with my high school friends, and this is the first time being home where it's like, wait, no, I'm visiting my childhood home. Like, this is like, I still like Seattle, I still adore, but I feel very much like I am like my age, 20, coming home. And that's pretty weird. It's pretty like,
Yeah.
it's good. It feels good. Like, I'm not scared of it. It feels right. But it definitely feels different than it's ever felt to be home.
It's all, I mean, it totally makes sense. That totally makes sense. It's also just interesting to me that we felt that or are feeling that with a coming home from
Rod.
abroad and not from
Yeah.
Yale, where we're like living for 4 years.
Well, I think it's because I felt so adult abroad. Like, what were we doing that was like
I
it felt like we were full adulting. Like, I had to cook, like, I didn't, there was no meal plan. You get to
No.
cook every meal,
Well,
right?
there's
Like,
nothing to fall back
there's
on
no
at all
campus.
in any way.
No, like, we're just completely responsible for our day-to-day life.
Yeah, fending for ourselves.
Yeah, which, like, honestly was really liberating. I'll say
Yeah,
it. Like,
I agree.
it felt really good. I will, I think we've like talked about this a little bit, but I'm just go thinking about going back to Yale. And I think that it took me, okay, we're gonna get like a little deep here, but bear with me. I think that it required me to remove myself from society, from the people that I love, and from my traditional routines to figure out what I actually want in life, like what my actual life that I desire, Jude desires, is. And I even remember like telling you, I love you, Lula, and we can't study abroad together in the
And we
same
both
city.
felt that about each
Yeah.
other. I've said
I'm
that to
like, it's,
everyone.
I never, but I couldn't tell you why. Like, I had no reason why I wanted that. Like, I wanted my own experience, whatever that means. But I think that that's what I was looking for. Like, that's what, like, I needed to figure out what Jude Sack wants to do when there's literally no one there. And I didn't like, I mean, I was really antisocial this semester. You were much more social, but like I felt like that's what I needed. And I found it and I loved it. And yet I also don't want to live a life where I'm just like a hermit and like very like antisocial. Like I'm such a connector. All I care about is like connecting with the people I love and meeting new people and having good conversations. And so my hope and my fear is that being thrown back into a culture where there are a lot of people that I care about and there are a lot of like expectations of what day-to-day life looks like at Yale, I'm gonna lose these things that I've gained, right? And I think it's gonna be a challenge, and I'm excited to like basically do the things I wanna do and connect with the people that I love through the ways that I wanna connect with them, you know? And like going out to a frat party is not the way that I like connecting with people. And like, I'm gonna stop tricking myself and convincing myself that I'm gonna connect with people that way, because realistically, I'm not gonna, you know. That's not gonna say that there's not gonna be some frat parties that are gonna be fun, but like, that's not the like connection that I like. The connection I like is doing the podcast. It's having dinner parties. It's having real conversations. And like, I think the goal for me is to be able to balance that and like, and hold on to what I found abroad.
I think that makes sense. I think it's also like all of your bullets on that thing were all about figuring out your own needs, like in some way. It's so interesting to me. This is like kind of a segue, kind of not related that much, but like the frat party thing is something I never thought would be so dominating at Yale. And I can't believe how many people are like invested in it that I know so many people that are realizing halfway through college that they hate it. Did that make any sense?
It does. But I'm not surprised. Like, isn't that what we're supposed to be? Like, isn't that the trajectory of college in general? Like, the
I
first
think
2 years is frantic and you're just kind of doing what everyone else is doing, and that is partying and going to frat parties. And then I feel now like I have the social relationships and I know myself now so much more that I'm able to be like, okay, like, that doesn't bring me joy. Like, it frankly doesn't.
I guess the element that's surprising to me is that it was like such a big factor in
I was
general.
not expecting that. I agree. Yale, because like they say they don't have a like a frat culture, and there's definitely a party and frat culture there.
I mean, I don't know
Even
where
though,
else people go out if it's not at a Greek life.
no, you that there, but
Sorry.
no, it's true, right?
Okay, wait, can we go back to something
Yeah,
also?
please.
The thing we said we were going to bookmark about connect feeling connections to people, because you're talking about connections and like how you want to form those connections. What was it? Can you do you mind rereading the thing on how you were, sorry, like
Yeah, the
pulling
bullet
back out your
point
letter.
that my fear, my worry was losing connection with home people. And I'm interpreting that as both like Seattle and Yale.
Okay, how do you feel about it? Because you read that and said it was interesting or
I don't feel
something.
like I did.
I don't
I mean,
either.
okay, here's like the, this is like where I've been a lot in my, like, I guess in some ways I have been analyzing about abroad, because, but it's been like not exactly about Copenhagen. It's more about myself in regards to like, how am I supposed to connect with the people that I love if I can't connect with myself? You know?
That's a great, well, it's like, how do you love someone if you don't love yourself? It's a feel
Yeah.
like
I mean,
similar
that's,
bucket.
I probably just changed the word so I didn't sound as cliche. Like, realistically. But, like, yeah, it's like, if I, like, I have so many memories of, like, going to those frat parties or doing things that I didn't want to do and just not being present. Like, I just didn't want to be there. So, like, I felt like I was being dragged along and I was definitely not my most fun self. And I was just like, what am I doing? And I was just counting the minutes so I could leave. Like, I remember coming up to you at some of these parties being like, Lula, like, how much longer do we have to stay so
You've
we
been
can
like, it's
leave?
been an hour.
Like, yeah, like, it's my, like, now I get to go home and get into bed and do what I want to do. That is not helpful to any of my relationships or to myself if I'm doing that anymore. Like, it's honestly disrespectful to the people that I love. Like,
And
I'd rather
yourself.
show up and myself. I'd rather show up being fully committed and excited to be there because I'm actually excited to be there. And that doesn't mean that like there are relationships that I'm gonna have to like give and take. Like it's not always my world. Like I don't think this should be coming, this shouldn't come from an entitled place. This should be coming from a, oh my God, like when I get to do things that I want to do, I'm also more excited to do the things that my friends or the people that I love want to do, right? Like it is a give and take. But if I'm just like going and doing the things I don't want to do every single Friday night, and I'm using frat parties because I think they're really symbolic, but I think this can be distilled into many aspects of my everyday life. It's just not fair to anyone involved, including myself. And yeah, like do I feel connected with the people at home? Probably not as much as I wish I was, but at the same time, I feel so much more connected to myself that I feel like I'm going to be able to connect with the people back home so much more.
Okay, I have so many interesting things that arose. One, the first one was like when you're talking about the frat party as an example, in my head, I'm also like, well, and this is not specifically you, but I'm just like using that you as a word, as an example. Like if you realized you don't want to go to frat parties anymore, that's not where you find connection or whatever, fulfillment, anything, and all your friends do. What's that look like? And like if you guys just have like different interests, or I'm like not saying this is even
I
specifically the
mean,
case, because maybe they don't actually like it.
there are a
But
few. Was that a question, or do you want to answer
yeah,
it? Or
that's
was it
kind
like
of, it's like a,
rhetorical?
you can answer it.
Okay,
It
I
leads
think
me to
there's
my
like,
other point, but go.
oh, I just think that it's like pretty. I mean, I think that is the challenge. I think that's where you feel the like peer pressure and the FOMO. But also, it's like, first of all, I want them to have fun. Like if that's the like, I have plenty of people who lo love going to frat parties. Like I want them to enjoy it. And I also will love to get dinner with them at another point. You know, like I feel like I can connect with them. And if they're unwilling to do that, like if they're unwavering and just like, no, like I'm not willing to connect in your way, then they don't sound like really friends.
Well, yeah, exactly. So
Right?
it,
Like
yes. So my second thing that arose is like, this is my version of your, like, if I'm not connected to myself, how can I be connected to someone else? However you worded it. Mine's like, how can I connect with someone else if they've never taken time away to connect with their selves, themselves, whatever that word is? And that puts a lot of onus on like the other people in the relationship, which is not necessarily fair. And I definitely feel the same thing that you've like, that's my primary. My foremost question is like, okay, abroad, connecting with myself, learning what I want, because I can't be whatever the best person I can be in relationships or friendships if I don't know myself. Like, check. That's the first thing. Second thing is I'm like, they also should be doing this.
I don't necessarily agree.
Okay, let's hear.
Well, I just don't think that everyone needs to go abroad to find what they want. Like, I
Oh,
think
not me
I, right?
either. That's
So,
not my point. Yeah.
okay. And I think there are going to be people on campus who don't know what they want. And that's okay. In the same way that, like, we've talked about this on the, like, I'm not judging anyone's way of life. You know, like,
No.
I mean, I understand, like, there were times where frat parties really do bring me joy and, like, I wanted to go out, right? Or, like, do XYZ, right? There were plenty of times where, like, I understand that desire. It's just, like, I don't feel that anymore. Like, in my life, that's not where I'm at. So, like, I think that there's, like, I don't think that I'm in a place where I feel judgmental of other people's choices and what they're doing. However, if this time abroad has brought in me in a different direction, and this other person and I just cannot connect, right? Like we just like our relationship has changed. That goes back to the podcast we did this summer where it's like it's okay to just have friend breakups, I think.
Well,
Like
yeah.
we've changed. We've changed a lot in the last semester. We're different people. We're more in touch with who we actually are. That's okay to like notice that. And like we're not gonna be the same person we were in ninth, like in freshman year. I was going to say ninth
Yeah,
grade,
in ninth
incidentally,
grade.
but like,
No, my question,
right?
yeah, to be clear, my question is definitely about the different directions and moving in different ways and changing in different ways part. It's not like, how can we be friends if you haven't gone abroad and figured out what you want? No, I'm sure
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
know everything I want. It's more like, I think that obviously I have changed and you have changed. Also, I'm like, everyone in college is changing.
Has changed too, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's to me the biggest, when I think about like, am I still connected? That was like the bullet point on your letter. Or like connection to people from home, like this home, Yale home, whatever. I'm like, it's really hard. Of course, I'm like, I don't feel any less connected to people. It's also, when I think about it deeper, it's hard for me to confidently say, I feel like I'm just as connected to people when I have no idea where they're actually at in life.
Yeah.
Because we're all too anxious to talk to each other and catch up about everything that we've missed. That's what I'm like. I don't know. I hope so. I'm like, yeah, I don't feel less connected to people. And I'm also
Wait,
like, I'm not, I haven't been
yeah.
with you and I don't know what you've been experiencing.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Okay.
scary. And we're going to
Yeah.
see. I think that's going to play out, right? Like, I don't think we can predict it. My one thing that some will interpret, I think, as a little depressing, and I kind of interpret as kind of beautiful. So, like, I don't,
Okay.
to me, whoever, take it as you will. But, like, I think that what we've been talking about this entire podcast is like what we have found is ourselves and what we want. Like,
I think a
and it's not
step
stuck.
there. Yeah.
And it's a, yeah, sure, a step. Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be continuous. Like, I don't,
Yeah.
but I mean, it's not stuff in our childhood room, right? Like, we figured, like there, we are figuring out what the lives we want to live, and we come. I love this quote, but like the one, like one truth of life is that we come in and leave this world alone,
Yeah.
and I feel so much better about that truth and the fact that I'm going to be consistently with myself for the rest of life. There are going to be incredible friends, incredible people, incredible partners that I'm going to go through life with. But the truth is, throughout the entire life, it's going to be me, myself, and I, right? Like, I'm stuck with myself, right? And I feel so much more clear on what that actually looks like. And then I'm okay with that. I'm excited by that. Like, I think I've figured out, I've like, it's been a little bit of a game this last semester, figuring out the like tools and the activities that I like doing with myself. Like cooking. I love cooking. And that's such a good little like thing I've learned about myself. And so even if I, this is not going to happen, but even if I went back on campus and you and I had a falling out and I had no one on campus,
We're done.
we're done. I break up with you. And I had no one on campus. Like, I still think I'd be okay because I'm pretty happy with myself. Like, that doesn't mean I
Yeah.
don't value every single person in my life so much and they bring me so much happiness. They also like have a lot of happiness inside with my own being. And that's, I
Yeah.
think, okay. I think that's
That's the
cool.
goal. I actually
Right?
think that's the goal. Yeah. I think that's hugely important.
So
I have, yeah. More to say on like the figuring out what you want in life thing
yeah.
and just comparing it to Yale.
I do feel like you figured it out.
No. I mean, I feel like I've seen, I have a better idea of it. And I think more than like, I mean, I don't know how much I can talk about this of like the treadmill at Yale. But I think more that I figured out what I want, I figured out what I've like don't want. I've like seen the more ways of life that I think Yale makes people think there are.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually, I think, the biggest thing that I've learned in terms of like, what do I want? Is more just like, it's one thing to consistently be like, I don't want to go into whatever consulting. That's the word we always use. Or to be like, I don't understand why I need to get an internship. It's another thing that, like, when every single person that you meet has got where they are without working at a
Yes. Yeah.
consulting, whatever. Or
Yep.
an internship junior year, or have gone to an Ivy League, or knows what Yale is.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm like, that's something that's been huge for me, I think, because I've been like saying it and saying it and saying it. I've been like, there's more than this. Like, it's not one path. And I don't even think Yale says that there's one path. I
No.
just think it's all so pressurized. Like, success soon is like so pressurized. And
Yeah.
I think that to me has been like knocked off its pedestal, which I think has been really important. Like the speed of everything. Like I've always been so critical of like, but if I wanted to be doing something else, I would be. So like, I don't know why I get so caught up in these, like, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm not moving fast enough. But then it's another thing entirely to see everyone around you moving so much like more in tune with their own pace.
Yep. Yes. I would like we went to
The
high
end.
school in Denmark
Yeah.
and we were talking to, they were seniors who we were talking to, and there was like such a juxtaposition. Everyone in that class of seniors were like, yeah, like I don't really know what I'm gonna do after college yet or after high school yet. Like
Yeah.
maybe I'll go to uni at some point, but like I think I'm gonna travel around for a bit. Like, I don't know. Maybe get a job as a barista. Like that was the expectation.
Like see the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's a you can take a gap year in college after high school, I mean, but like you go to college after, you know, like that's the expectation. And you go to like, there's just like a set stone of like what quote unquote success in America looks like. And there are so many different paths. And I think you and I have been talking about it since we met, you know,
Yeah.
we've been questioning it. I mean, just a shout out to Inquisitive Sheep. I know we recorded that episode a long time ago,
Yeah.
but that episode was still one of the most potent episodes I think we've ever done. Like, I
Yeah.
loved that episode.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to see not just the treadmill of Yale, but the treadmill of America when you're off the treadmill of America in a
Yeah.
different country.
Like physically removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
So.
know. It's also not to be like that path that doesn't work for people.
No, I think it does. I think it works great for a lot of people.
And I also think that's what's hard because I think it works for a lot of people at Yale.
Yeah.
And that's hard. It's hard for me to keep in mind, like, it's not going to work for me when I see it bringing success to other people. I'm like, what? Let me just follow the path. And that's not always a bad thing. There are so many paths. Everyone's following one path or another.
Well
Anyway.
said. Yeah.
I'm like, how much can we talk about? We should get William Drizowitz back on.
No, it's funny. Yeah, it feels like a mix. It feels like a mashup between Inquisitive Sheep and the going back to,
Yeah.
I don't even, are we really going back to school
Yeah.
podcast? But it's
Yeah.
needed because I don't know. I'm like, yeah, I'm scared, and I hope that you and other activities that I found abroad will ground me.
Same.
That's my hope.
Emphasis on the grounding.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what abroad really was, in my opinion. I just felt so grounded.
I think that actually, like right now, to me, it's a source of like stress to figure out logistics of moving into an apartment. But I also think that that is actually going to be grounding, being on campus and not back in a dorm room, because I think that would have been a
Gosh.
huge.
It's going to give us the freedom that we had.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it
I
would be like a
literally dot, dot,
regression.
dot. Yeah. I think that would have felt really insane.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very appreciative that we're not going to be on
Yeah.
campus. Yeah, one small little just like random buffalo is
Okay.
when I got out of the airport for the first time and landed in Seattle, the amount of gas cars that were on the road and the smell in the air was just startling. Like it was so
Interesting.
normal. I'm already kind of no, like it's kind of normal again
Yeah.
already. Like I'm pretty desensitized, but it was so overwhelming to smell gas because every car in Copenhagen was pretty much electric.
Yeah.
And
There are
it's
like
wild
no
how,
cars in Amsterdam.
yeah, it's just wild how far ahead those countries are. So
Yeah.
yeah.
The airport juxtaposition was huge for me.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
You
I
would
was just
think.
like, that was half of my overwhelm. I think landing was like JFK.
Yeah,
Like,
you
I was
would
like,
think
I
America
can't.
would want better airports. Like, why do we have such a bad system?
I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But we made it.
Yay. Okay. Well, welcome
Yeah.
home. I think this is a Christmas episode, which is like,
I'm
I
like,
think this is coming
happy
out on Christmas.
holidays
No, coming out. Yeah, it's coming out on Christmas.
from the two
So,
Jews. Happy.
yeah. Happy holidays. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
Maybe.
either. I'm like, it's
I'm
good
pretty.
to not know. That's my
Yeah.
conclusion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we love you as always. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free to follow us at the Just Friends Pod and DM us. And also just interact with us on Spotify or just text us. We just love hearing from you. Should
Yes.
I just give you Lula's number out right now? Should I just
No. I'll give my mom's number out.
I think we should give Greg's number. I think he would really enjoy that.
Shout out. Oh my God. Okay. The
Yeah.
end.
Thank you. And if you like this episode, please share it with someone you love.
Yay. They'll love it too. We swear.
Right. Have a great one. Wait, I just glitched. That's crazy.
Have a
Thank
great one.
you. Thank you for
Bye.
listening.
Can we say that Jude hasn't gotten one outro right since being abroad?
No, that's not true. It's just been glitching recently since abroad.
I think you've
It's
gotten
because I don't want to end. I
I think
just
you've
got
got
worse. I've
no,
gotten
I think you've
substantially
gotten
worse.
like seven wrong.
No.
I think so. Sorry,
So
I
embarrassing.
exaggerated
It's
by
also
like
like
half.
such an easy thing. Like it's so simple.
I'm like, the listeners don't know because I edit them all out. But I'm like, everyone is just like, what? Okay.
Okay, well, for that, thank you so much for listening, you all. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.